This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rangers President of Baseball Operations Chris Young is set to join us here in the G-Bag Nation in just a moment. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. You can give those guys a call at 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. We'll get you the Wooly Bully Top 10 list of the day coming up at 440. But right now, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore, it is Chris Young of the Texas Rangers. CY, happy Monday, man. How you doing? See why you got us?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you guys?
Fantastic, man. Fantastic. Obviously, tough sledding in Seattle. What is so difficult about going there? It feels like that is not a place where the Rangers go and find great success.
You know, it's been one of those things for the past several years that I really can't pinpoint exactly why. I think primarily, you know, defensively, we haven't really scored a lot of runs there. And hard to win when you're not scoring. So it's something we have to figure out. They're a tough team. They're in our division. We're going to go back to Seattle this year, and we're going to need to find a way to win some games there. So, you know, I don't think there's anything particular about the environment or the ballpark or the fans that our guys can't handle. It's just a matter of we really haven't found a way to win there over the last several years. And it's something that I think we need to really bear down on and start to change.
CY, what is your evaluation so far on the lineup? 5-for-26 over the weekend with runners in scoring position. I know Boach was talking about that post game yesterday. And for us, I know fans kind of live and die, knee-jerk overreaction every game. But for you, like, what is a good sample size to really kind of evaluate, hey, maybe I should make some changes or just let people figure it out?
Well, there's always the balance of both. And I don't want to sit here and say that, you know, that we're fine offensively and that everything's perfect. Obviously, that's not the case. We have not performed at the level we expect to perform. And there's a lot of improvement left. That said, to have knee-jerk reactions and really making moves for the sake of making moves without real purpose, that's not going to accomplish anything either. So I think there's a balance here that we need to give it a little bit of time. You know, there's some key members of our team that just aren't off to good starts. Guys who have historically performed very, very well, who have dependable track records as successful major league players. And, you know, I'd like to think that we sit here at 9-7 and we've played, you know, in some ways, some of our worst baseball. I'd like to think there's some really good baseball ahead for us. And when we start to see some positive regression from some guys who have established track records, we're gonna win a lot of games.
Hey, Chris, when you go through, like, you know, pregame routines and things like that, hitting meetings, tape, anything like that, is it something you say, okay, we believe in what we're doing, or do the coaches bring up that, hey, maybe we should change this or maybe we should change that? Or is it more like, hey, we just need to stick with this a little bit longer and see how it plays out?
Well, I think when you're going well, it's easy to stick with what works. And you say we're everything's fine. Sure. And then you go through periods where maybe you're not going well and you want to evaluate everything. And those are the times where you tend to overreact or you tend to make irrational change, which may or may not be necessary. Oftentimes it's not. You do the same things when you're going well, and right. you don't think twice about it. And so I think it's just a matter of guys pressing a little bit, guys not really being relaxed, you know, wanting to do too much in each at bat. And I really believe this group is going to score a lot of runs, that they're going to come together. I think back to a conversation I had last year with the Arizona Diamondbacks president of baseball operations, and they started the season as not a very good offense. And by the end of the year, they led baseball in runs scored. And I just come back to that we have very, very talented players with established track records who are going to figure this out. That said, it is our job to evaluate everything in terms of ways we can help these guys get through this and expedite the slow start. And we are doing that, from our preparation to our meetings to the work we're doing to the messaging, the philosophy. Do we need more information, less information? Are there just, how do we get the best out of these guys? And so we are evaluating all of it. But I can't say that there's complete overhaul or change that's necessary. I don't think that's the case. I think there's just some subtle tweaks that we need to do. And when these guys get hot, they're going to figure it out.
Chris, you've never been a guy to make excuses for your team. And I just wonder, from my perspective, I look at it and I'm thinking, they've run into some pretty damn good pitchers here along the way to start this thing. And I'm not using it as an excuse, but it's reality. I mean, these pitchers have been pretty damn good that you guys have faced so far in some of these series.
There's no doubt, but we're going to see good pitching. This is the big leagues. You have to be good pitching. We have good pitching, and teams have found a way to beat us in seven games. And you have to be good pitching. There's no excuses. We built a team that is capable of beating good pitching. I don't think there's one hitter in that locker room that thinks that they can't go out there and beat any good pitcher on any given night. So I give our opponents their due credit. They're very, very talented, and we faced a lot of good players. That's the beauty of baseball, is on any given night, anybody can beat another team. The worst team can beat the best. That said, championship teams find a way, and you have to be good pitching. If we make it to the playoffs, we're going to have to be good pitching. That's part of baseball.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Chris Young Show, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. I love that you brought up pressing. And when it comes to new players like Jake Berger and Jock Peterson, and Jock's struggling right now, 26 at-bats, he's got that hitless streak going. But how much, and you've played on a new team before, do you press to try and make an impression on a new team? And then as the president, do you talk to those guys about it, or just kind of leave them be?
Well, I leave those conversations primarily to Boats. I mean, I think what I want every player on our team to know is that we have their back. We're in their corner. We know what they're capable of, and we believe in them. And I think that's really important. And there's a time at which it becomes, you know, the performance is not on par with what we need. But right now, I think the support is very important. And Boats has done a great job. Our staff has done a great job of supporting these guys. And I know, I've been there as a player. I know how hard it is, and I know when you're underperforming, the pressure you put on yourself, the way you take it home, the way you wear it at night, you lose sleep, it kind of compounds a little bit. And you make it out to be probably worse than it truly is, honestly. I don't think any of these players feel worse than the average fan or me or anybody else. I mean, I think we all care about them. We want the best for them. But they take it home and they wear it harder than we do. And so we got to make sure that we support them and that they know that we're there and they're going to break out. I think of Jock right now and just how good he's been over the course of his career, especially last year, how good he was. And, you know, if he gets back to even close to his career norms, he's going to catch a heck of a hot wave here soon.
Now, your team is still doing a lot of things well, over 500, and got a couple of big ones coming up this week with Anaheim and L.A., but I mean, what aspect of your team right now has you most encouraged at this point?
Well, I think the pitching more or less has been very good. I think our bullpen has done a tremendous job. I've been very excited about the bullpen on the whole, the back end of the bullpen. Guys like Hobie Milner, just a tremendous job. And they really gave us a chance to win. What they did yesterday, coming into a bases-loaded jam with no outs in Seattle and keeping that game at 3-1, it gave us a chance. And oftentimes we're going to win that game because the bullpen did give us a chance. And so starting pitching has been very solid. And so there have been some positives there. And it's really about, you know, kind of getting the bats going. And if we get the bats going, we continue to doing what we're doing on the pitching side, this team is going to be very good. So we're trying to stay patient, know that everybody is frustrated with the lack of runs right now, but I really believe it's going to come. And if we combine that with the solid pitching we've received, I think that this team is going to have a stretch here where we're going to have, you know, potentially a 20-win month coming up.
Let's go. The 20-win month. We are here for it. CY. What about the health updates? How's Wyatt doing? What about Cody and John Gray?
Yeah, really positive on all three players. Wyatt is doing great. He's resumed some activity in the weight room, starting some baseball activity. Our anticipation is that he's going to be ready pretty close to the 10-day period, if not on the 10th day when he's eligible to come off. John Gray continues to do wonderfully. The x-rays continue to show healing in that forearm where he has the fracture. And lastly, Cody Bradford has resumed throwing and is right now playing catch pain-free. We still have a ways to go building him back up, but all three players have positive medical reports right now. We're very excited on the progress for each.
That's great news. I am curious, like, is there a point in baseball where a guy's potentially bordering on too jacked, too muscled up? I look at Wyatt Langford, he looks unbelievably impressive. I'm like, man, you pull that oblique because you got more oblique than anybody else in the business.
Look, I didn't have that problem, so I didn't have to worry about that. But there is, we do have the balance, flexibility, mobility, and the ability to rotate with the strength component. And I think our strength and performance group does a tremendous job with that, with each of our players. I think with Wyatt, it was, you know, I think the cold weather of Chicago honestly probably contributed to that more than anything. It was freezing cold. I know that the Cubs lost one of their starting pitchers for the year right after his start against Justin Steele. So I can't say that both injuries were solely attributed to the cold weather. However, I'd have to believe in some capacity, at least as it relates to Wyatt, that it played a role. So the hope is that it warms up here, guys stay loose, and we avoid injuries like that.
One of the most exciting things about having a healthy Jacob DeGrom is on a DeGrom day, you never know. You could show up to the ballpark and witness some history. What's your assessment on him early on so far this year?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And it's been fun having Jacob out there. I know his last outing wasn't as good as he expected it to be. However, just having him out there gives us a chance to win. We had chances to win that game and they got away from us. But Jacob's such a competitor, and he's only going to get better as the season goes. He's working on some things right now mechanically, and the ability to locate his fastball and command the fastball the way he's accustomed to. But he's been very good, and he's my anticipation is that he continues to get better.
We'll see. Why, we appreciate the time as always, man. Go get him this week. We'll be pulling for you. Looking forward to next Monday.
Guys, thanks so much. We appreciate it. I'm looking forward to a good week here.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. There he goes, your Rangers president of baseball operations, Chris Young, and the G-Bag Nation. We'll be at the Globe on Friday. Getting set for the Dodgers series.
Let's go.
But we got to handle Biz versus these Angels. They're starting to tick me off a little bit.
Ron Watch.
Acting like they're kind of good.
Chill out over there, dude.
Yeah. What are we doing? All right, football's finest top of the hour. But coming up next, Walchuk, the top 10.
Yes, we've got the top 10 most disliked college football players of all time. 877-881-1053, because Volunteer fans are not loving Nico I Am Leaving right now. So we'll do that next in the Nation.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.